Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
One of the players that's starting this thing off, and he's a receiver out of Jacksonville area, Neptune Beach. He's an early commitment, Jeremiah Payton. If you watched him, just a big-time receiver, makes those plays that you see and go, wow, hey, I'd like to have that guy on our team. Well, if you're a Hurricane fan, there's a lot to be happy with. He joins us this evening. Jeremiah, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know it's thrilling. All the Hurricane fans are listening tonight. They have gotten such a fever over the last 2 years to know that the program's on the way back. And one of the areas that they've tapped into, more so than they've tapped into in the last 15, 20 years, is Duval County and in that area around there. Why is it that all of a sudden that Miami's coming back into Jacksonville?
I just feel like right at the time right now, Jacksonville's at having great athletes coming through, and basically just the time to sit back and see that Miami's the closest to, almost the closest to home. That's a team that's like really about to make a big change, basically. I mean, and everybody want to see young guys play. They're playing a lot of young guys, like I say all the time. And I mean, just the attitude is Miami.
Well, and you had two guys front and center 2 years ago that probably backed up 100% what you said. Pinckney and Quarterman, both in your area, both came down to Miami, and from day one they were starters. So obviously that's pretty good salesmanship that you see guys that you know in your own backyard that are getting, you know. How much did you watch them, and how have you watched them? Because most likely they may not be there when you get there. They're that good. But talk about that, and because you know their ability. Talk about as far as knowing their ability and that they picked Miami. It must be a school definitely on the rise. Talk about that. I think people like to hear that.
I mean, the only thing is just basically, I know since high school, I mean, coming out of Jacksonville, you're always going to be a dude. I mean, come out anywhere, but definitely Jacksonville has been noticed for guys that's going to come out and come out and work hard. Right. I mean, I know probably their position wasn't guaranteed the day that they got there, but I mean, just – knowing that you're going to be able to work up to a position and work up to being able to play on the field and make a big impact.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at the Jacksonville teams, and they've gotten everybody's attention over the last few years. I mean, Bowles forever, Reigns recently, Trinity Christian, those programs, they've University Christian, they've kept Jacksonville and Duval County in the spotlight to open things up. I remember First Coast had a pretty nice team not too long ago.
But
Fletcher's right in the mix. You guys always have, I mean, you have one of the nicest campuses like blocks away from the beach. Yeah. And, it's a really nice environment. Talk about that, because a lot of people in South Florida don't hear much about Jacksonville football. You could sell it. Talk about how productive they are.
I mean, just Jacksonville football, like I said, is all, you always going to have dudes that's going to come out here that's going to want to grind. I mean, they're going to want to work, play. I mean, it's dudes that they just physical speed, everything you're looking for. And then, like you said, back to you said, the scenery around it. I mean, basically, from the beach wise, you just embrace it. I mean, it's the community. You got everybody in the community. The community know you. I mean, it's just something you can't get.
Sure. I mean, and I know they have it with Sandalwood, and they have it with Englewood, and all these these teams up there, and the programs like Ed White. I remember Ed White was one of those areas that used to get a lot, like Andrew Jackson used to get a lot of really good football players. And now it seems like Reigns is kind of filtering back in. I mean, they're a smaller school now, but now you guys are 8A? 7A. So obviously it's really competitive as well. As we're speaking with Jeremiah Payton, Jacksonville Fletcher, University of Miami commitment, obviously you've watched what's happening at Miami over the last couple of years. What intrigued you the most? I mean, they have a great coaching staff, obviously, but talk about what brought you into it the most and said, wow, I want to be there.
I mean, just what brought me into it the most, you already said, the coaching staff.
Right.
Just being able to build a rapport. I mean, I knew I was gonna have to make my decision sometime, but I know just being able to build a rapport with coaches is the main thing for me. It's like being able to be comfortable, being able to be able to talk to these coaches on a daily, being able to just know what the coaches and know how they want to use you, know where they're coming from. I mean, basically, it's just everything fell in place. And I went in on visit, and I remember I was talking to Coach Rick, and he was telling me, he was like, I'm not gonna pressure you to make a decision. Basically, just he wants me to make my decision. If it's really meant for me, he was like, you can walk out this building and you're going to feel it. Like, this is what you want. Not 3 days later, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. I mean, it's just something that Coach Rick does. I mean, he's a great coach, great person, great personality, coach you want to play for. Just everything.
And look at his track record with receivers. Not too shabby. Yeah. I mean, you know, he has one playing right down the road in Georgia there. Talk about that, too, because a lot of people look, and that's the one thing people look at when they're looking at a coach. And you look at Coach Rick, and he's always been able to get quarterbacks and manage them. He's always – look at his running backs. Now, you can't deny that. I mean, you had Gurley, and you had all these guys, Sony Michels and everybody that was recruited by him. And then you look at the wide receivers. You have two or three, maybe four now in the league from Georgia. So obviously this is something that you picked up on and said, hey, you know what? I mean, I love the coaches. South Florida, how bad can it be on a year-round basis? I mean, you know, I think we got cooled today at 60 degrees. And this is where families, it's a small, and this is another thing. I don't know if you kind of figured this out, but everybody before they come to Miami and go to the University of Miami campus thinks it's some big campus that's going on for miles and miles when it's just a small school, you know, basically. Talk about that appeal, because I think people like to hear that as well.
I mean, definitely when I was able to tour the campus, definitely a lot of promising things, a lot of things that people usually knock on Miami for, like, you know, when it goes to dorms, but they got new dorms coming. I mean, and it's a small school. I mean, it's around houses, like, apartments, just a nice place to be, definitely.
Yeah, no, and so now, did you make it to any games last year?
Yes, I made it to the Notre Dame game.
That's all you have to say. You didn't have to say more. I mean, let's hear it firsthand, because everybody we've talked to said that was a defining moment. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I mean, it was crazy experience. I've never been to a game that hype, that loud. Definitely major.
Good stuff. Well, Jeremiah, I appreciate you taking the time. I know the University of Miami fans can't wait for you to get in that uniform. Now, would you come in early next year, or you haven't decided that?
Yes, sir. I'm coming in early. I'll most likely be there late December, early January.
Okay, well, again, we're going to be watching you all year long, the rest of the summer as well, and through the spring. Jeremiah Payton from Neptune Beach, Fletcher. Have a good one, and I know you'll enjoy the beach tomorrow, and it's supposed to be a lot cooler tomorrow.
Yes, sir, definitely.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Great guy, Jeremiah Payton. University of Miami is getting a good one. I'll tell you, if you watched him play, he's the deal.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.